Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir sponsor, Lo Yinishma Sam Be'akav Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sfito Dav Tes. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings towards the end of the Amud that there are two that nobody controlled their Ma'ase Yadayim. Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Moshe and David Shalei Sholtu Soineyim B'Ma'aseim. Whatever they did, whatever they created, nobody controlled it. The Gilyon HaShas Yerayisiv Engel, he brings, based on the Sefer Binyan Nariel, the idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid the Melech are ones that consider to be someone that lives forever. Moshe Rabbeinu, some say he did not die, and just to add on that, even if he did die, nobody knows where he was Nikvar. So in a sense, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a real Misa. And by Dovid the Melech, it says, Dovid the Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. So they both live the whole time. Somebody who lives the whole time, nobody controls what he does. And this Nekuda is brought down in Gedolei HaDoros, specifically regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maharal brings it, and so brings the Magal HaMukos, that if Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever he does, remains forever. Moshe Rabbeinu took Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu did the Kriyas Yam Suf. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Mon. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, the Roshim of that lasts forever. Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael. And if he would go into Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael would never go to Golos. And this, as we mentioned in previous Shiurim, is something which is not good for Am Yisrael. As the Gemara in Gittin tells us, that if Am Yisrael would remain in Eretz Yisrael for too long, there will be, Chas Hashem, a destruction of Am Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol told Moshe Rabbeinu, please don't ask me to go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is crying to Hashem, please let me go to Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, please don't ask anymore. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu asks too much and his tefillah will be miskabel, so that will be detrimental for Am Yisrael, not being able to go to Golos. Because going to Golos is something which is beneficial for Am Yisrael, as the Gemara Gittin tells us. So we see over here the same idea. Moshe Rabbeinu's Ma'aseh Yadayim are last always. David Melech Yisrael has a similar thing. David Melech Yisrael Chavikayim also brings up Tzodik HaKoyin. The David Melech Yisrael has a Kiyum and Nitzchi Kiyum. And people that have Nitzchi Kiyum, whatever they do, lasts forever. I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro Zitzal that Moshe and David together, the Gematria, is Mashiach plus one. We know in Gematria, an added one is still considered to be an equal value. So Mashiach is 358. Moshe is 345, plus David, which is 14, that's 359. Mashiach is equal to Moshe and David, which really means Moshe and David are the ones that bring us towards Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu is the beginning of Am Yisrael. Tovel HaMelech is the one who returns and does the whole Mahalach to bring us to Melech HaMashiach. So it's very fitting that Moshe and David, they both have Nitzchius, and that's what leads to Melech HaMashiach, which is the Nitzchus of Klal Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoveh email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshoveh@gmail.com.